from KQED.
The National Rifle Association this week filed what's expected to be the first of several lawsuits challenging a series of gun control restrictions. Marisa Lagos from KQED's California Politics and Government Desk reports.
The first lawsuit, filed in federal court by the NRA, the California Rifle and Pistol Association, and seven California residents, takes aim at two bills signed into law last summer. Those laws expanded the state's definition of a banned assault weapon to include semi-automatic rifles with detachable ammunition magazines and guns that can hold more than 10 rounds of bullets. NRA spokeswoman Amy Hunter says the new prohibitions are based on arbitrary gun features and don't make anyone safer.
These are firearms that are among the most popular and commonly used rifles in America and in California. I mean, there's millions of them. And they're the most common and popular rifles used for self-defense and for competition.
But Democratic Assemblyman Mark Levine, who wrote one of the bills, says the banned guns are military-style weapons favored by criminals. He accused the NRA of waiting to file the lawsuit until they had a more sympathetic U.S. Supreme Court under President Donald Trump.
It was a cynical ploy by the gun lobby to undermine laws to protect innocent people.
Levine is confident that the laws will be upheld in court. For the California Report, I'm Marisa Lagos.